Whoa!
Greece?
Yeah.
Do me a favor?
What do you need, buddy? What do you need?
You call my girlfriend?
What for?
She's real depressed because she's leaving in a couple months. You know, we're going to be apart from each other.
Where's she going?
She's going to Syracuse.
What for?
Go to school.
Oh, you realize your kid, how old is she?
19 or 18.
You realize she's going to find somebody else when she's there.
Yeah.
Yep, she's going to be depressed for the first month and a half until she meets John, the football player.
I don't think so, Greece.
Buddy, it's going to happen. How old are you?
19.
Your history.
Do you need a call for me?
No, buddy, I don't want to call her. I don't want to make it worse on you. Buddy, just prepare to lose her. You'll be writing her pathetic little letters, and, you know, when she meets this other guy, she'll go to get the mail, and she'll hide the one with your return address and the one with the stupid little hearts on it and the arrows. Yeah, and then then as you write your letters, falling deeper and deeper, missing her, she'll be trying to wonder how she's going to be able to write you that letter that says, "Dear Yucca Puck, this isn't easy for me to do, but I must be honest with you.
I don't think so, Greece.
I found someone new."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think so, buddy. That always happens. Always. Without fail. I have never, ever known of a relationship to survive college separation. Ever.
I hope not.
Well, you better hope not. What's her number?
301.
Yeah. Where is she?
At home. Her name's Laura.
Where is home?
In Annapolis.
And what's your name?
Jeff.
All right, Jeff. See you later.
All right, thanks. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, this is always a pathetic thing, having to dial that thing, and you see, they don't realize it now. So young and idealistic, but when she gets to college and that sudden freedom, that tremendous freedom of dormitory life, of laughter, the discovery of other people and new influence in life, studying together at the library, oh God, gazing at each other over the card catalog. Oh, did you want this book, History of Western Civ? Yes, I did, but maybe we could look at it together. Next thing you know, he's knocking the bottom out of that thing. Buddy?
Hello?
Hello? Can I speak to Laura, please?
Just a second.
Okie dokie.
Laura?
That's Mom. Little did she know, Laura is soon to be on the receiving end of something very unsavory. Hi, little mini honey. It's the Grease Man calling from DC 101. How are you doing?
Okay.
Your boyfriend Jeff asked me to call. Is that okay?
Sure.
Good. Can you have your mom hang up the other phone? I can hardly hear you.
Yes, hang up.
Okay. So, Jeff tells me you're going away to college and you're bummed out about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because you're going to miss Jeff?
Uh-huh.
Well, honey, can I tell you what's going to happen when you get to college?
Yeah.
You're going to get there, and at first, that first night or two will be hell. You'll be so lonely, and you'll be with people you don't even know. But as the first week goes by, you'll find out those people that you're with are pretty happening. You'll enjoy going out with your roommates, and you'll hit a couple of bars, and there'll be guys everywhere of every shape and description, all of them relatively within your own age group. You'll get to talking to one, you'll figure, what the hell, lunch can't hurt, right? It's just an innocent lunch, but he'll turn out to be a nice guy, and when he kisses you goodbye there at the dorm steps that night, you'll know soon you'll be in his arms. The weeks will go by, you'll start dating this guy and eventually hobbling him. You'll still be getting Jeff's letters, though, the ones that say, "I still love you, oh, Laura, I can't wait to see you." Now you're thinking, what do I write back to Jeff now that I'm going out with Lance? And then Lance is expecting you to go to his family for Thanksgiving. That's when the crisis comes up because, you know, Jeff is saying, "Oh, Mom is all excited to see you Thanksgiving. She can't wait. She's making your favorite, the apple pie." Meanwhile, Lance is going, "Well, you can't wait to meet my family." And, of course, you really want to go to Lance's family. He's everything that Jeff never could be. Educated, properly, manicured, with social graces. And Jeff is, well, Jeff. So, sooner or later, you'll have to write that letter to Jeff. He says, "I'm sorry. This isn't easy for me to do, but I've found someone else. I'll always love you. We can always be friends. And I always care how you're doing. Yada, 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 yada. Bye-bye. Never call me. Bye-bye. Signed, love always, Laura." And, of course, Jeff will be heartbroken. He'll hitchhike out there, cause a scene at your dormitory one night. But it'll be over. So don't worry about it, because Jeff is history. So be happy. Lance!